You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
No, I have not forgotten. We usually start the show off with strange laws from around the world. That's what we're doing this week and possibly for the rest of the year as well. Today's strange law comes from Australia. In Australia, it is considered disrespectful to disturb a religious service, funeral or wedding. You can be fined up to $10,000 if you do. Keep that in mind the next time you're thinking of screaming at the spider that's looking at you when you're in Australia, because more than likely that's what will be there. But we move on to markets. We move straight into what's been happening in the markets throughout the day, and I'm joined on the line by Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, to take a look at this. Good evening, Chantal. Lovely to catch up with you, as always. Interesting day on the market side. Yesterday was a positive day for equity markets. Today was a bit of a mixed day, seemingly some uncertainty there, but gold prices still holding above the $2,900 an ounce level. Markets clearly still waiting on a lot of information, but also maybe a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you see markets down but gold up, because I think that uncertainty really coming through in investors' decision making. And I mean, nothing is more uncertain than what President Donald Trump will do next. And today we got word that those 25% tariffs on aluminium and steel products has been implemented. So that put into question what is going to be his next surprise move, but I don't think anything can be very surprising right now. Nevertheless, I think it actually went better on the local market than we would have expected today. A little bit of a lift towards the close. The Industrial 25 up, probably the Rand hedges helping us out a little bit. I know Naspers and Prosus, not contributing much towards the end of at the end of the day, but Naspers pushing a little bit higher towards the end of the day. Richemont, AB InBev and British American Tobacco really helping us out today.
Chantal, I've been keeping an eye on Sasol for the last 2 days or so. It had a really weird spike down to almost below 70 Rand, around 72 Rand a share, I think. We're back above 80 Rand a share. Are we still kind of concerned about the Sasol share price at the moment? I mean, they did give us that profit warning, which the market, by and large, had anticipated up to that point. Is it something that you have been keeping an eye on over the last couple of days? I mean, I see the stock was down about 1% or so at some point, but it did close out the day in positive territory quite significantly.
Yeah, look, you have to keep an eye on Sasol because everyone's talking about Sasol at the moment, when the possible bottom can be. And I think what we've seen over the last couple of days is perhaps some speculative buying coming into Sasol. I mean, after that trading update, the stock was trading on a forward P of 2.2 times. It's cheap as chips, but obviously we don't really know what the future holds for them. There's a lot of uncertainty in there, and that's why the stock has been so cheap. But I think it does offer a compelling investor opportunity for some of the speculators out there, and perhaps even for long-term investors who still believe in the very long-term story for the stock.
Chantal, what long-term story are you believing in at the moment? What are you looking at from a global perspective, but more especially from a South African perspective?
So from a South African perspective, I am still buying the longer term reform agenda. I think we're moving in the right direction in terms of economic reforms. And for now, I'm still positive that we can really kind of lift the potential growth rate. The execution is going to be key, but we've already seen signs of execution. So if you go on the Operation Vulindlela website, it really is great because it does show you some of the work that has been done on the reform agenda. So for that reason, I'm still quite positive longer term on kind of the SA industrial space as well as the SA consumer space. But I would concede that there could be near-term volatility, particularly because of heightened uncertainty around the US position around South Africa, which I think is quite precarious now and has muddied the water somewhat. And then from a longer term perspective, I really do still think that the AI story is in its infancy. Whether or not the way that you play it is through chips or through some of the software solutions providers, I think that remains kind of up in the air. Whether you pick the hyperscalers or you look for the small and new emerging players in that space like Palantir or Supermicro or AST Space Mobile, I think that it's a theme that will probably see us through for the next decade or so, and one worth exploring and deciding where you want to put your money to play that theme.
Chantal, you touched on Naspers and Processes performances throughout the day, and I see that we got some updates from them regarding their share repurchase programs. Are they still going according to plan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they continue to buy back shares. It's part of a broader strategy to try and narrow the discount that the companies trade at relative to their underlying holdings. And I don't see that stopping anytime soon. Management still thinks that the stock is undervalued because that discount is so large. Other kind of levers that they are starting to pull is a bit of portfolio management. So they are looking at realizing value from some of their investments. Some of their investments have investments that are listing that makes it a little bit easier to value. And I think that the Tencent story still remains key, yeah, but then they're going to try not to be as exposed to just Tencent in future. And I think that that's going to be very important to get that value unlock actually materializing over time.
Chantal, another SENS announcement we got was from Tongaat Hewlett. They're obviously under business rescue at the moment. We know that we're expecting certain updates, and they gave us an update around some of the transactions that are happening there. What's going on?
Yes, I mean, they're basically trying to get the sale of the business kind of finalized, and then they're also trying to sell certain sections of that business. I think from a Tongaat Hewlett equity shareholder perspective, there's not really much in it for them. I think at this point in time, the focus really is on stabilizing the business and making sure that there is a business to be saved so that jobs won't be lost. And from an industry perspective, I think it's quite important that the company remains operational. But I think from an equity investment perspective, I would expect things to go kind of the way that we saw it go for Group 5, Basel Reed, some of the other companies that went into business rescue, the airlines, Comair, One Time, just kind of quietly disappears, and you accept the fact that you won't realize much value from the share.
Some of the other things that happened today, I mean, I kept up with, production update that was given by Impala. I didn't see anything too surprising there. The market didn't seem too excited about it. The share price losing quite a bit of ground on the day's trade, but recovering it all back sort of towards the end of the day and closing the day out only marginally in the red. What was the concern in that update?
I think the concern was that the profitability will be under pressure by more than what was anticipated. So, I mean, we knew that PGM prices were low. We knew that the rand was strengthening. I was actually quite surprised that they managed to push through an improvement in production, and some of their units really did quite well. They also mentioned some operational efficiency gains, which I think is quite positive. But the market seems to get this wrong with most of the PGM players in particular, where they kind of overestimate the average dollar and rand basket price that these companies will receive for their product. And a lot of it just has to do with you don't know exactly what the sales prices are going to be and when exactly those sales are going to take place. So I think a lot of analysts take like an average over the year and think that that's going to be the PGM basket price, or assume it's going to be very close to that. But that can really disappoint. And I think in this case, the price that they received for their product was a little bit disappointing and kind of drove the earnings miss, and hence the share price reaction.
Chantal, before I let you go, do you think that price or the average price from Impala's perspective would be affected now that we know that those tariffs are going to be implemented, at least from a future earnings perspective? Obviously, everything that's happened in the past has now been put down on pen and paper, but do you think that these new tariffs could potentially be to the benefit of someone like Impala?
Well, I guess it depends on what is tariffed, right? So if PGMs are exempt from tariffs, right? So Impala exports a lot of their PGM production from Canada to the US. If they're exempt, I don't see that being much of a difference. If the tariffs are applied, I see the marketers kind of having to deal with that rather than Impala themselves. I think the biggest beneficiary of potential tariffs on PGMs will probably be Sibanye-Stillwater, because they have producing mines in the US itself. So for Impala, it's a little bit difficult to say. I wouldn't see it having a major impact, except if if that sourcing is going to really be quite positive from a Sibanye perspective, but they can only produce so much, right? And now with the US president wanting to bring a lot of manufacturing back onshore, you're going to need the raw materials. And the best place to get it, I guess, if you're not getting it in the US itself, is from Canada.
That's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. We will certainly do that. Thank you so much, Chantal, as always, for the time and for the insights. A lovely catching up with you. Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, on some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as some of the SENS announcements we got from some companies.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.